Today's Amud is Yevamos Nenzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on the Nevav Mabez, 6 lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Lazar. So the Mishnah had mentioned the Machlaikis in a case where, let's say, a Grusha does Erisin with a Kayin. A Kayin's not allowed to marry a Grusha. Let's say a Kayin is Ma'aris a Grusha, and they haven't yet done Nisuin, but it was the Giyas Ma'anli Nasei, so normally in Arusa, even though in Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma Midra Rabbanon, once it's the Giyas Ma'anli Nasei, so then she's allowed to eat Truma. So now this Arusa should technically be allowed to eat Truma. On the other hand, what she has going against her is that she's a Grusha, and she's engaged, she's at Erisin now with a Kayin, and once they go through with the Nisuin, if they go through to the Nisuin, they have Bia, so then she's going to become a Halal. She's going to become pasul l'kahuna. So the shaila is, when you have this lady who's the grusha, who has erusin now with the kayin, she's mishtameres l'bia psula. So does that make it that now she cannot eat truma, or is she like any other arusa when it's a giz manli nafes that she's allowed to eat truma? L'maisa, the Mishnah brought that it's machlekes. The Tanakama, who the Gemara calls Rabbi Meir says that she's not allowed to eat truma, being that she's mishtameres l'bia psula, she's not allowed to eat truma, whereas the Mishnah said that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, they're machshirin, they say that she is allowed to eat truma. On that note, says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Lazar, Am Rabbi Yishaya, said Rabbi Yishaya, that Ptsua Daka Kayin, Shekidesh Bas Yisra. Now let's say you have a Kayin who's a Ptsua Daka. A Ptsua Daka, it's really Sugis later on in Perakah Arul, Ayin Hey, Ayin Vav, where over there the Gemara describes that a person who has certain injuries by different places, reproductive organs, so the halacha is that he becomes a Ptsua Daka, and the Torah says about the Ptsua Daka that La Yavai Bekal Hashem, he's not allowed to marry into the Kahal Hashem. Now what exactly is considered Kahal Hashem is a Machlekes, it's a Machlekes Tanayim. We're going to see also a little bit on the Zayin Amud Aleph, some of it, a little bit about this Machlekes. It's a Machlekes exactly what's included in Kahal Hashem, but generally, but for sure, a regular Bas Yisrael, a Ptsua Daka is not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. There's a Shaila about a Giyores, is he allowed to marry a Giyores? Is a Giyores called Kahal Hashem, or is a Giyores not called Kahal Hashem? Kahal Geirim Ikri Kahal, or is Kahal Geirim Loi Ikri Kahal? That's a Machlekes which we're going to see on the Zayin Amud Aleph. A Machlekes if Kahal Geirim, is that included in Kahal Hashem? When the Torah says, L'mashal Amamzer is L'yavo B'Kahal Hashem. Is a Giyores allowed to marry a Mamzer? Or is a Ger allowed to marry a Mamzeres? Is a Mamzer is not allowed to marry Kahal Hashem? Is a Ger called Kahal Hashem? So that we're going to see is the Machlekes on Zayin Amud Aleph. But Al Kopanim, for sure, a Ptsua Daka is definitely not allowed to marry a typical regular Bas Yisrael. It says that a Ptsua Daka can't marry to Kahal Hashem. Says Rabbi Shaya, in this case, we have a Ptsua Daka who's a Kayin. Now, a Ptsua Daka who's a Kayin is allowed to eat Truma, even though he's a Ptsua Daka, and with regards to certain halachos, we say that he loses his Kedushas Kayin. To a certain extent, he loses his Kedushas Kayin, but with regards to Truma, he's still allowed to eat Truma. He himself is allowed to eat Truma. Now, let's say you have a Kayin who's a Ptsua Daka, and he marries a Bas Yisrael. So they haven't yet had Bia, but they got married, she's an Arusa, Tzigiyaz Mali Naseis. So again, she's a Mishtameres, Lebia Psula. It seems to be really parallel with the cases of our Mishnah. Like a Grusha who's married to a Kayin. Here we have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayin Ptsua Daka. So in the Mishnah, the problem stemmed from the Isha, she was a Grusha. Here the problem is stemming from the Kayin because he's a Ptsua Daka. A Kayin Ptsua Daka who does Erisin with a Bas Yisrael, says Rav Yishaya, so the halacha, whether or not the Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat truma once it's a giyas manli nases, is going to be tali the machlekes that we had in our Mishnah between Rav Meir against Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. Rav Meir, the Amar Mishnah Meres Labi Absula Da Raisa Lo Yachla, according to Rav Meir, who says that when you have a lady like a grusha who's married to a kayin, who's Mishnah Meres Labi Absula, that she's not allowed to eat truma, so also in this case where you have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a kayin, but tzedakah, she's not going to be allowed to eat truma. Whereas the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Amri Mishnameris, will be a psula daraisa achla, according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who say that a grusha who was ma'aris, who's nisaris from a kayin, that she's allowed to eat truma. So then here too also, even though she's Mishnameris, will be a psula, the Bas Yisrael will be allowed to eat truma. That was Rabbi Shaya's tliya, that the din in this case, a kayin p'tuadaku, who marries a Bas Yisrael, is going to be telling the machlekes of our Mishnah. However, says the Gemara, so hanami achla, so here also she's going to be able to eat. However, says the Gemara, that not necessarily. Mimai, who says that it's going to be tali in the machlekes in our Mishnah? Dilma, it could be that ad kan leikami Reb Lazar Reb Shimon hasam eldi eshli lahachil b'makayim acher. The reason why Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon are normally meiko, like in the case of our Mishnah, where you have a kayin who is ma'aris a grusha, the reason why in that case the kayin is meichel the grusha, that he's meichel or wanted to give his manly nases, even though she's Mishnah Meris, will be a psula, is because the Kayin has the ability to be Meichel b'makayim acher. He could marry a regular Bas Yisrael who's not a Grusha. He could marry someone else who's mutter to him. There are people, there are women that are mutter to him that he could marry and he could be Meichel them. So since he does have the capacity to be Meichel, so that capacity could extend over here as well, because he does have such a Kayach. He has a Kayach to be Meichel, and they're saying that we'll use that he could tap into that Kayach even in this case where the woman is puzzled to him. She's usher to him. Aval hacha, but over here by the kain who's a betzua daka, so the ain loy lahachlo b'malkei macher, he has no one to marry because he's a betzua daka. He's also to marry into the kal Hashem. So since he's also to marry into the kal Hashem, so he doesn't have a kayach to be Michael. So maybe loy, maybe Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon would say that he cannot be Michael if he marries a Bas Yisrael. Even though it seems to be the same idea. It's Mishnah Maris will be a psula. No, this case is actually worse because maybe such a kain betzua daka does not have a kayach to be Meichel, so that kayach can't be extended here because that kayach doesn't exist. He doesn't have such a kayach. By a kain who's married to a grusha, he be'etzem has a kayach to be Meichel, so we could say that kayach could play itself out over here. But by a kain who's a petsua daka, where he doesn't have such a kayach by him, doesn't even exist, so then it could be that he won't be able to be Meichel the Bas Yisrael. Now maybe you'll ask, says the Gemara, that v'chitema hachanami yesh loy lahachil bebas gerim. Maybe you'll say it's not true. The kain petsua daka does have a woman that he could marry, that he could be Meichel. Who could a kain petsua daka marry? He could marry a bas gerim. He could marry a bas gerim. We'll see later whether or not this is so pasha that it's actually mutter. But maybe he can marry a Bas Gerim, and if he can marry a Bas Gerim, and then he can be Meicheler, so you see clearly he does have a Kayach to be Meichel. Well, says the Gemara, that's not so Pashat. Hami boi lo Rabbi Yechnam Rabbi Yeshaya, v'loi Pashat lei. Rabbi Yechanan asked this as a shailut Rabbi Yeshaya, whether or not a kayin petzua daka can marry a bas gerim and whether or not he can be meicheler. And Rabbi Yeshaya was unsure. We're going to see soon. He was silent. He didn't know the halacha in this case. So it can't be that. So even though it could be, we're going to come out that he could be meicheler. Lemaisa, Rabbi Yeshaya himself had no right to say this halacha. He had no right to make this tliya that the halacha in this case of a kayin petzua daka who marries a bas yisrael that he could be meicheler. That's going to be tali in the machlekes or mayor and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. It could be it's not tali zebizah. It could be here it's worse because maybe a kayin petzua daka doesn't exist by him a kayach to be meichel. Again, at least Rabbi Yishaya Lashitasai, who was unsure about whether or not a kayin could be meichel bas gera. However, with regards to the halacha, says the Gemara at Itmar, Abai Amar Hayolu Machiloi Bulayada. That still a Kayin Betzua Daka will be able to be Meichel Abas Yisrael. A Kayin Betzua Daka who marries Abas Yisrael, he does Eresim with Abas Yisrael, he could be Meicheler because we do find that he has a Kayach to be Meichel B'Malkei Macher. Where does a kayin b'tzua daka have a kayach to be meichel b'makay macher? I thought he's not allowed to marry anyone. Says the Gemara, hayu meichila b'lo yada. Says Abaye, if let's say he could be meichel in the case of lo yada. Rashi explains it's discussing a case where let's say this kayin was married to a Bas Yisrael, So he's Michael her in Truma, and then subsequently he becomes a Petzua Daka. After they got married, he becomes a Petzua Daka. So their marriage itself Be'etzem was Mutter. But now he's a Petzua Daka. Now the next time he's Bail her, she's going to become a Chalala. She's going to become Pasul and she won't be able to eat Truma. But he is Michael her below Yada. So long as they haven't yet had a Bia, so long as they haven't been together since he became a Petzua Daka, so she's still Kshera and she's going to be allowed to eat, Truma. So you see that a Kayim Petzua Daka does have a Kayach to be Michael. And Rava Amar, Rava says a different reason, that Hailu Machila Ba'avada Vishuv Chaysav HaKananim, that a Kayim Petzua Daka does have the ability to be Michael, because he could buy an Eved, he could buy a Shivcha Kananis, and he could be Michael as Avadim, Kenyan Kasbay. So since he could be Michael as Avadim, you see he does have a Kayach to be Michael, so he could also be Michael, his wife, who's a Bas Yisrael, even though she's Mishtameris, to be a Psula. Now, the Gemara points out that Abaye le'amar ke'Rava, Abaye didn't want to say Rava's Svara, that we see that the Kayim Petzua Daka has a Kayach to be Michael from that which he has the ability to be Michael's Avadim, because Kinyan de'ishas be Kinyan de'ishas yalfinan, v'lo yalfinan Kinyan de'ishas me Kinyan da'avadim. He wanted to show a case, Abaye was looking for a case where by ishas, by a spouse, that he could be Michael her. And the fact that you found by Avadim, that's not a raya. You can't bring a raya from the fact that the Kayim can be Michael Avadim to the fact that he could be Michael's wife. It could be also in Lamdas. It's a whole different type of Lamdas, the way a Kayin is Michael Avadim as opposed to the way he's Michael a wife. So you can't learn out one from the other. Whereas for Rav Ulay Amar Ke Abaye, Rav Dafka wanted to say his Sfara. He didn't want to go on to Abaye's Sfara, that whole Maichila Blayada, because Shani Hasam Shikvar Achla. Over there, the reason why, once he's married to the lady, that she could continue eating Truma is because it's just continuing to eat Truma. It's because she already was eating. So since she was already eating, that's a different type of Kaya. So yeah, could be Michael her, but that's not a regular type of Michael, because there she was already eating, we're just not stopping her. So therefore that you can't learn anything from there to a case where he's coming to be Michael l'chadchila. V'abaye, whereas Abaye held back that no, shekvar achol l'yaminon, he held that that's not a good svara. There's no such svara of, oh, just because she was eating anyway, so we should allow her to continue. D'ilayte ma'achi, because if you would say such a svara, that shekvar achla, then it would come out that Abbas Yisrael shenises l'kayin, that if you have a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, a regular Kayin, not a Petzua Daka, a Bas Yisrael whose niece is a Kayin, she now she's eating Truma, who missed, and the Kayin dies, and they don't have any children, the halacha is that the Bas Yisrael has to stop eating Truma. But according to you, that Hayol Shekvar Achla, so we would say in such a case, or we should say in such a case, that Teichol Shekvar Achla, that she should continue eating, because she already was. So Elamai, obviously we don't say such a Svara of Hayol Shekvar Achla. Whereas Varava, Rava says that no, there it's different, because Hasam Paka Kinyana, Hachole Paka Kinyana. Over there, the Kayin died, so his Kinyan in her was Paka, that's why she loses the ability to continue eating, even though Kavar Achla. But in our case, where it was a Machila Bloyada, where he already married her, so he didn't divorce her yet. At least yet. So he still married her, and Emanela, his kinyan wasn't Paka. That's why we say Hail Shekvar Achla. Since she was already eating, so she could continue eating because Lamaisa, she's still married to the Kayin, even though now she's Mishtameris Labi Apsula. But that wouldn't be a riot. That wouldn't show you that a Kayin has the ability, a Kayin Petzua Daka has the ability to be Michael. Rav is instead stuck with the fact that he could be Michael as Avadim. That's the raya that a Kayin Petzua Daka has the ability to be Michael. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Gufa, we mentioned, that Boyim Minei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yishaya. The Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yishaya a Shaila, that Ptsua Daka Kayin, Shanasa Bas Gerim, Mahu Shiachilanu Betruma. What's the halacha if you have a Kayin that's a Ptsua Daka, and he marries Bas Gerim, he marries a daughter of a Ger, or daughter of Gerim, let's say both parents were Gerim, it sounds like, and he marries the daughter of someone who both parents were Gerim, so Mahu Shiachilanu Betruma is he Michael her in Truma? There's a lot of missing details we have to know. Are we going with the fact that he could marry her, he's not allowed to marry her? We'll have to see. The Gemara is going to address this. But that was the Shaila that Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Yeshaya. What would you say? Allah Lamaisa, a Kayin becomes a Petzua Daka. A Kayin becomes a Petzua Daka, and now he marries a Bas Gerim. Is he Michael her in Truma or not? And Lamaisa Ishtik, Rabbi Yeshaya was quiet. V'loi Amar le v'loi Midi. He didn't have a response. L'soif asa gavarabba achrina. Afterwards, a different gavarabba came. Instead of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan left the room, it seems. He was away, and now a different gavarabba came. Ubaim, he named Milsa. And he asked Rabbi Yeshaya a different shayla, achrina, upashale, and Rabbi Yeshaya answered the shayla, umanu. Now, who is this second guy for Rabba? It was Rabbi Yechon's Chavrusa, it was Rish Lakish. Now, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, nesiyah le Rabbi Yeshaya. When Rabbi Yehuda nesiyah saw Rabbi Yeshaya, that he ignored Rabbi Yechon, and he answered Rish Lakish, so he said to Rabbi Yeshaya, atu Rabbi Yechon, lav gava rabbahu. You answer Rish Lakish, you ignored Rabbi Yechon. Is Rabbi Yechon not also a gava rabba? You don't feel like you have time of day for him? Why didn't you answer him? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yeshaya responded, no, you don't get it. The Kabbalim Minai Milsa, the Lesle Pasre. It's because he asked me something which I don't know the answer to. It's not that I was ignoring him. It's not that I didn't have time for him. It's that I didn't know the halacha. I don't know. Is the Petua Daka Kayin who marries a Baskerim, is he Michael or Anjuma? I don't know the answer. Ad kan the Maisa. Now the Gemara wants to figure out that Laman, when Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Yeshaya this Shaila, if a Kayin Petzua Daka marries a Baskerim, what's the halacha with regards to Achalas Truma? So in which Shita was he going with? Are we going that Kal Gerim is Ikri Kal, Laikri Kal, he's allowed to marry, not allowed to marry, what's the scenario? And the Gemara says the Shtikum Imanifshach, that whichever way you're going to go with it, it seems very shver what the Shaila was. The answer about whether or not he's Michael or Truma would seem to be Pasha. Why? Because either Rabbi Yehuda, if when Rabbi Yechon was asking the Shaila, he was going within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, so then if we'll see in a second what the significance of that is, if he was going like Rabbi Yehuda, so then Bein Bekadush Dekai, Bein Shlav Bekadush Dekai, Lai Achla. We're going to see later the Gemara on Ayin Vav and Aleph is trying to figure out whether or not when a Kayin becomes a Ptsuadaka, does he lose his Kedusha? Does he lose his Kedusha? And even if he does, it's a Shaila exactly to what extent. But that's the Shaila. Does a Kayin who becomes a Petsuadaka, does he lose his Kedusha? Lamashal, the Gemara wants to be Paishit the Shaila from the fact that the Mishnah over there in Ayin Vav says that a Yisrael who becomes a Petsuadaka, that he's allowed to marry a Nesina. Nesina is one of the Gerim that come from the seven nations, the seven Goyish nations that were in Eretz Yisrael at the time that we went into Eretz Yisrael, the times of Yahushua. And so if they convert, so they're still necessary to marry the a Nesina. And the Mishnah says that a Yisrael who becomes a Petsuadaka, he's allowed to marry a Nesina. So you see that Yisrael loses his Kedushas Yisrael. Maybe a Kayin also loses his Kedushas Kayin. That's the Shaila that the Gemara asks later. So now says the Gemara that whichever way you're going to go with that Shaila, so Miman of Shach, whether you're going to go like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yaisi, we'll see soon Rabbi Yaisi, and whether you're going to go that he has, that the Kayin remains with his Kedusha even after it becomes a Petsuadaka, or he loses his Kedusha, whichever way you're going to go with it, the halacha in this case should be obvious, and it's difficult to understand what Rabbi Yechon's Shaila was. So now inside, again, says the Gemara Laman, who are we asking like? Either Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll explain to you what that means, so then Bein Bekadush Tekai, Bein Lav Bekadush Tekai, so then whether or not we assume the Kayin remains with his Kedusha after becoming a Petsuadaka, or whether we assume that he loses his Kedusha's Kayin, either way, the Chayra is going to be Pashut that Loi Achla, that he's not going to be able to be Michael Bas Gerim. Why not? Mimanifshach. I bekedush tekai. Because if he remains with his Kedusha, if you're going to tell me that even after becoming a Petsuadaka, a Kayin remains a Kayin, he remains with his Kedusha, so then of course, loy achla, if he's a Kayin, so of course he's not going to be able to be Michael Bas Gerim, da Amar Mar, Bas Ger Zachar, ke Bas Chalo Zachar. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that just like a Bas Chalo is a Chalo, so too, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Bas Ger is also like a chalo, is also aser to a kayin. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that not only is a gyres aser to a kayin, but even a basger is aser to a kayin. So if the kayin goes out and marries her, he makes her into a chalala and she cannot eat truma. So of course, if he remains with his kedushas kayin, and just like when he's not a petsuadaka, he's aser to marry a basger, so too when he is a petsuadaka, he's going to be aser to marry a basger, and if he does, she becomes a chalala and she cannot eat truma. So that's pasha that she cannot eat truma if he's going to remain with his Kedusha. And he labe Kedush Tekai, and even if you're going to say that the Kayin loses his Kedusha, so technically outs him being a Kayin, it should be mutter from to marry a basger, outs Kayin, it's mutter from to marry a basger, but there's going to be another reason why this marriage is going to be usher, still like achla, and she's not going to be able to eat truma, she's going to become a halala through this marriage, daha amrinan kahal gerim ikri kal, because the sheet of Rav Yehuda is that kahal gerim is called a klal, it's called a kahal, I mean it's called kahal Hashem, so even though outs Kayin, he's allowed to marry a basger, but outs psuadaka, who the Torah says is l'yavai bekal Hashem, included in Kahal Hashem is Kahal Gerim. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So he's not going to be able to marry the Bas Ger out the fact that he's a Betzuadaka. So no matter which way you're going to go, whether he remains with his Kedusha, whether he doesn't remain with his Kedusha, if we're living in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, Nimanif Shach, it's going to be Aser, she's going to become a Chalala, and he's not going to be able to be Meichel her. Because if he has Kedusha, so then he's Aser to a Bas Ger. And if he doesn't have a Kedusha, well, he's still a Betzuadaka who's Aser to a Bas Ger, because the Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Kahal Geir Mikri Kal. So says the Gemara, so then the halacha would be pashut that why that she cannot that he cannot be meichel her. The Ilu Rabbi Yosi, and if you'll tell me that we're going within the world of Rabbi Yosi, still it's going to be pashut. The halacha in this case is going to be pashut. This time the opposite, that bein bekedush tekoi bein la bekedush tekoi achla. That whichever way you're going to go with that suffix in the Gemara 9 Vav about whether or not the kain loses his kedusha or not when he becomes a petzuadaka, either way it's going to be mutter for him to be meichel the bas geir. And again, what was Rabbi Yechon and Shaila? It's pasha that he could be Meichel her if we're in the world of Rabbi Yaisi. Why? Because if you're going to tell me B'kedush Tekai that he remains with the Kedusha Eskayin, he remains with his Kedusha, so then of course, Achla, he's going to be able to be Meichel the Basker, the Ha'amar, because Rabbi Yaisi's Shita is that Avger Shenasuk Yairas Bita Iksheira Lekahuna, that even if both parents are Gerim, a Ger marrying a Yairas, Rabbi Yaisi's Shita is that the child is Mutter, the daughter is going to be Mutter to the Kayin, even though a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Yairas. A Bas Ger, even Bas Gerim, where both parents are Gerim, the child, the daughter, is going to be mutter to a Kayin. So of course he could be Meichel her. Why not? He didn't do anything wrong. And he lab the Kedush de Kai. And if you're going to tell me that he loses his Kedusha, but there's still a problem of Petsuadaka, so there's no problem of Petsuadaka. Achla, of course he could be Meichel her. Who cares about the fact that he's a Petsuadaka, and a Petsuadaka can't marry into the Kahal Hashem? A Ger is not considered Kahal Hashem. Because the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi is that Kahal Gerim is not included in Kahal. Meaning, even though the Torah says that a Petsuadaka can't marry into the Kahal Hashem, that does not include a Ger. A Petsuadaka is allowed to marry a Geiras. And if so, being that a Petsuadaka can marry Geiras, Mimanavshach, the Kain over here in this case is not doing anything wrong in the world of Rabbi Yaisi, and he could be Meichelher. So again, just to sum up the Kasha, the Gemara is asking is that what was Rabbi Yechlin Shailah to Rabbi Yishaya? It seems like it was such a good shaila that Rabbi Shai didn't know the answer. B'chayra, it's pashut. If you're in Rabbi Yehuda's world, so then it's pashut that he cannot be meichler. And if we're in Rabbi Yaisi's world, so then it's pashut that he could be meichler. Who was the shaila going according to, and what exactly was the shaila? So says the Gemara to explain the shaila that Ella Aliba the Haytana, the shaila that Rabbi Yechlin asked Rabbi Shai was a going according to the following Tana. The Tana we learned in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we're going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that Isha Bas Gerim Loitinase Likuhuna, that if you have a woman whose both of her parents are Gerim, if it's she's Bas Gerim, so then she's not allowed to marry a Kayin, Achetehe Imam Yisrael, until one of her parents, until let's say her mother is a Yisraelis, so then she can marry a Kayin. If both parents are Gerim, so then she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. But if it's just her father that's a Ger, and her mother is a Yisraelis, her mother is a Bas Yisrael, so then she becomes Mutter to Kuhuna. The only Isra is if both parents are Gerim, but if one of them is a Ger, if it's only one, if it's only her father that's a Ger, so then she's allowed to marry a Kai. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now Rabbi Yochanan Shaila was like this. V'achi kam yibayilei. This is what Rabbi Yechna was asking Rabbi Shaya, that kashrus mitaisva abba, what changes when her mother is a Yisraelis? The sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is that a bas gerim is not allowed to marry a kain. If her mother is a Yisraelis, it's just her father that's a ger, so then she's allowed to marry a kain. What changes when her mother is a Yisraelis? Do we say kashrus mitaisva abba? It's just kashrus to kahuna. She doesn't become any more kadai. She doesn't become any more kahal Hashem. She's still in the kahal gerim. And Kahal Gerim is Lo Yikri Kal. She's still in the Kahal Gerim, which is not called a Kal. The only thing that was added was her heter to marry a Kain, but she's still considered Kahal Gerim. If that's the case, so then V'achla. So then when this Kain Petsuadaka marries her, so she's going to be allowed to eat Truma, because Alts Kain is allowed to marry her, and Alts Petsuadaka is allowed to marry her, because she's still considered in the Kahal Gerim, and Kahal Gerim is Lo Yikri Kal. Aydilma, or perhaps that what changes when the mother's a Yisraelis, what changes is that Kedusha mitaisfaba. It's that's not just a heter to kahuna, it's that she becomes a whole new class. She's not considered Kahal Gerim anymore. Now she's considered Kahal Hashem. She gets added Kedusha. If that's the case, then now this woman, a Bas Ger, who's also a Bas Yisraelis, if that's the case, then now she's considered Kahal Hashem, so then V'loy Achlas. Then when the Kain Betsuadaka marries her, he passes her when he marries her, because he's a Betsuadaka, and he's not allowed to marry her. So he's going to ask her, and then he's not going to be able to be Meichel her. That was the aside of Rabbi Yechanan Shaila to Rabbi Yishaya. How do we understand this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? When the mother's the Israelis, and it's only the father that's a ger, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that the Bas Ger is allowed to marry a Kayin, what's the pshat in that heter? Just the heter to marry a Kayin, or it's that she gets Tosefes Kedusha, and now she's called Kahal Hashem? That was his Shaila. And what's the halacha? Says the Gemara Tashema, we'll bring a raya. The raya is that Ki Asa Rabbi Acha Bar Chinna Midrayma. When Rabbi Acha Bar Chinna came up from the south, so Asa Va'aisi Masnisa Biyade. So he brought a braya that says, Minayin Lebetsua Daka Koyin Shanasa Bas Gerim Shemachila Betruma. How do we know if you have a Koyin that's a Betsua Daka and he marries a Bas Gerim that he's allowed to be Meichel her in Truma? How do we know? What's the Makar? Where do we know it from in the Torah that a Tzuadaka Kayin, a Kayin who's a Tzuadaka, who marries a Bas Gerim, and he's Meichel her in Truma. It's Shanemar, it's because the Pasuk says, the Kayin ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspa yoichalbay. It's from this Pasuk, Chazal Darshan, that a Kayin, Tzuadaka, can be Meichel a Bas Gerim. Now says the Gemara Laman, who is this Brisa going according to? The Brisa is going, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, that can't be, because the Amar, Bein Bekadush Tekai, Bein Lab We already established, we went through the Svaras, and we said, we pointed out that according to in Rabbi Yehuda's world, whether we nem on that the Kayin loses his Kedusha, or he remains with his Kedusha when he becomes a Betsuadaka, either way, he's not going to be able to be Meichel Abbas Geirim. So it can't be that the Brice is going like Rabbi Yehuda. V'ilu Rabbi Yaisi, and if it's going like Rabbi Yaisi, so we already pointed out that in Svara it's Pasha that he's going to be able to be Meichel her. And if so, Lamali Kra, why would we need a Pasuk, a whole drasha to tell me that a kayin petzudaka could be meichel abaz gerim? It's pasha that he could be meichel her. We already went through the svaras. Whichever way you're going to go with it, whether he has his kedusha or he doesn't have his kedusha, in svara based on the klalim that we know, it's going to come out that of course he could be meichel her. Elolav lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It must be that the pasuk is going aliba. The brayse is going aliba to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And why do we need a pasuk? Because it's not clear what's the pshat. It's not clear. Is it Tosefes Heter, or the Heter to Kahuna, or is it Tosefes Kedusha? And Kamash Mulan the Pasuk that Ushma Mina Kashrus Itaisvaba Va'achla Shma Mina. And you see from the fact that he's allowed to be Meichel her, it must be that she doesn't get Tosefes Kedusha, she doesn't become Kal Hashem. Rather, the Bas Gerim is referring to someone whose father's a Ger, whose mother's Israelis, and she's still called Kahal Gerim. She's still called Kahal Gerim just as a Heter to marry a Kayin. And that's the Pshan in the Drasha that the drasha's goofa teaching us that it's just the kashrus that's added to her, but not kedusha, and that's the lemaisa, that's the halacha. In such a case, we would say that she's kasher and that she's allowed to eat truma, and that's the answer to Rav Yechanan Shaila that he asked Rav Yishaya.